Hello and welcome to a special episode of Rough Draft Hattiesburg. I'm James Polk.
And I'm Holly Rumbarger. Together we sit down with the people of Hattiesburg who make it such an incredible place to live. And today we are here with the owner-operator of the Red Jasper, Brandilyn Mangum Deer.
Welcome, Brandilyn.
Hi, good morning.
And you know what is so special about this episode? Besides having Brandilyn here for the second time, it's our 50th show.
That's right.
Oh, wow. I'm turning 50 this year.
Wow.
What are the odds?
Look at that.
You know?
A confluence of energies.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Wow. I can't, with all the crystals around here, it makes sense.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Where are we?
We are at the Red Jasper in Hattiesburg. This is Brandilyn's store where she sells beautiful crystals, journals, sometimes clothing, jewelry. And she also does, she has several services she provides. She can do tarot readings and Reiki. You can expound upon that if you'd want.
Right, yes. Well, I do the oracle readings. I read oracle cards and I'm a psychic medium, so I talk to dead people.
Okay.
But and also Reiki. I do Reiki's my favorite thing to do. Absolutely. I love to do the energy work and the healing and stuff.
And you've got a place in your store, in your shop to do Reiki.
Right. We call it the upper room.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right here. We are in the upper room.
It's upstairs. Yeah.
If you've never been to the store, it's in Midtown and right next to Mulvey's Coffee around the corner. So you need to come check it out. She's got some incredible goods here and some services. So definitely come check it out.
Right. 34th and Hardy.
3416 Hardy Street.
3416 Hardy Street. So, Brandilyn, what have you been doing here lately? What have you been? I know you sell crystals. You do sell oracle cards. You have a retail aspect, but you also have programs and
events
and things like that. What all goes on here? Just refresh us on that.
I tell people all the time we're not really a retail store. We're a healing place. That's what we do. We want people to come in and remember who they are, find their own power, find their own divinity. So we have all these opportunities for people just to experience something new and look at something differently. And so we do every Thursday we have our tarot class, and it's really interesting. We are going over the major arcana, and we're looking at the astrology, the symbolism, and the Hebrew letters of each card, and it is fascinating. These cards have so much wisdom and depth, and there's so many things hidden within them.
These are the tarot cards.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us, is this the Rider-Waite?
Yes,
deck?
We're doing both. We're doing the Rider-Waite, and we're also looking at Aleister Crowley's Thoth deck. So we're comparing the two because they're really different, but they have a lot of mystical symbols and things like that, and it's really fascinating.
And the Rider-Waite deck is the classical deck that's been around forever.
Right. That's the, and when people walk in and they're like, I want to start reading tarot, what do I do? And I just hear Rider-Waite, learn this and then go from there, because it's the one you want to start with for sure.
Tarot 101.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. It's my favorite deck. I love it.
Were you a part of that psychic fair that just occurred over at Jay's Tavern?
Yes.
You were the psychic.
It was great. This is the second time we've done it over at Jay's Tavern. It's great over there. It's a great venue. It's a beautiful, if you haven't been to Jay's Tavern, this beautiful deck. It's just beautiful. A beautiful bar in this area. We had vendors. People were selling all sorts of cool crafts and stuff. I was doing Reiki on the stage where I was on the music stage with my Reiki table doing Reiki out there. It was great. We had a great time.
It's very cool. I love how welcoming our community is to events like that, you know, and I heard that it was a super smash from a friend of mine, so I wish I could have been there.
Yeah, we have a good time.
Yeah. I didn't hear about it, but I just kind of knew it was... I knew somehow the psychic fair was going to be a success.
We do it about every quarter. We did it in January, and this is our second one there. We're going to do it probably in another, 3 or 4 months. So,
very cool. So we'll make sure to try to be there and
absolutely
and take advantage of some of these incredible services that you have to offer.
Well, Jay's is, and I'll tell you a secret about Jay's. It's a haunted venue.
And you're a ghost chaser, right?
Yes. My wife and I did some ghost hunting. Yeah. Janet told us there were some customers there that were being touched at the bar on their legs. And Janet was like, we think we have a ghost here. And my wife was like, Janet, we're ghost hunters. She's like, what? So we went over there and we set up all of our equipment. And it was the most active thing I've ever participated in.
What was Jay's before it was Jay's?
Well, the mystery about it is they really don't know much about the building because it was moved in. It wasn't built there. Someone moved it in. So we found out a little bit about the man that owned it while it was in that location. And what was interesting about it is during one of our sessions, we asked the name and we got the name John. And the man that owned its name was John Smith.
What?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow. What mm-hmm. are the chances mm-hmm. that somebody could be named John Smith?
I know. Isn't that crazy? But yeah, it was very, you know, very active. Very active spot. It's cool.
Wow.
It's very cool.
And Jay's is doing a new addition, too. Yes. They're going to have a nice big space here in the coming months or so.
Yeah, and they just got the foundation is poured. They got it already. So
yeah,
it's
laid
really
out
exciting.
By yours truly.
That's right. That's right.
We should have you come to some of our buildings that we've been working on and see if there's any activity there.
Oh, we've got one downtown, the Juke Hotel, a couple of 115-year-old buildings.
And when you're doing construction, you're stirring up a lot of energies, and sometimes the spirits in the building get very upset when you start moving things around.
Right.
I see a possible business venture here, Brandy Lynn. We can go in and test the buildings for ghosts before construction begins.
I think that's a great
idea. Give a report.
And ask permission. Ask permission to do the building, and that way they won't be so offended.
Right. And might say, well, good news and bad news. Good news, we've talked to the ghost, and bad news
they
is
won't let us, they won't
you
let
can't
us do
build
this.
Here.
Sorry about that. Find another
Better
building.
Better to know now.
Absolutely.
So, like we said earlier, this is our 50th episode, and in 50 episodes, we've had so many incredible people on the show, you included, and we're so excited to have you back. 50th episode, we want to do something really special. We want you to do a reading once again for the city of Hattiesburg. You've done that before for us.
Right, last time you were on.
Yeah, so we want you to, you know, let the city of Hattiesburg know what's in store for 2024. And So
an oracle card reading for the city of Hattiesburg.
Right.
What do you think, Brandy Lynn?
I'm ready. If y'all
Let's
ready.
Do it. Okay, here we go. Oracle card reading for Hattiesburg. What's in store for Hattiesburg in the upcoming short term and maybe long term, but we'll see how the cards play out.
All right. Go now and meditate. All right. And clear and shield. Okay. So this go now card is about really bringing yourself into that now, right? And not being in the past, not being in the future. So we're just going to go ahead and start right there, okay? And bringing your energy to this very moment right now. And the meditate card and the clear and shield card are like bring your awareness to right now, okay? And clear away anything from the past that may be that you're recreating, because what happens is we tend to latch on to things that have happened in our past and we just relive them over and over and we bring that energy into right now. And so, okay, let me lay a little foundation here, okay? So I want to give you a brief teaching, and it starts with fear and faith, right? So fear, and I've probably told you this before, fear and faith are the same thing. Fear is a belief that something's going to harm you, and faith is the belief that something's going to help you, right? So I was meditating on this because I never really thought about fear and faith being the same thing. And so belief, the word belief, was telling me to believe, B-E-L-I-E-F. It's very clearly telling me to believe, right? So I was like, I've never noticed that before. So I looked up leaf, L-I-E-F. It means love, okay? The word belief literally means be love. So immediately I said, well, so what you're telling me, Spirit, is fear is not a legitimate belief because perfect love casts out fear. And then, you know, as a former pastor, I stepped into the pulpit for a moment because old habits die hard. And I said, all right, Spirit, so what you're telling me is fear is a liar and fear is my enemy. And Spirit said, no. Fear is not your enemy. Fear is your guide showing you where you need love. Right. And so I was like, wow, that's kind of profound. And then Spirit went on to say, to show me that that word, belief. Spirit said, what is that word? I said, be love. And Spirit said, what is love? And I said, God. And Spirit showed me very clearly that my belief is my God creative energy. So whatever we are pouring our consciousness, our belief into, we are creating it. It's creating our future. It's creating our now. It's creating our moments. So if we are pouring our consciousness, which is our greatest currency, our awareness is our greatest currency, right? So whatever we're paying attention to is what we are creating. So, right here in these first three cards, the first thing I can say is, what are you paying attention to? What are you giving your belief to? Are you latching on to the past and rewriting that same story over and over and over again? Or are you ready to write a new story? Okay. And, our belief is powerful. Just our individual belief is powerful. But when collectively we come together and believe in something, it is incredibly powerful. When we all put our belief into something, then it just grows exponentially. Okay. So if we clear away anything that, any negative thing that we believe or anything we have about Hattiesburg or our situations or whatever, and we all collectively come together to make Hattiesburg just the greatest place in the state or the greatest place in the country, we can absolutely do that. And so I'm seeing here that Spirit is saying, clear, there's some things going on that need to be cleared away. There's some things from the past. There's some, whatever that is individually and collectively in Hattiesburg that needs to just be removed.
Well, I feel like, especially recently, Hattiesburg's kind of experienced a lot of grief, mm-hmm. a lot of loss, especially right. We've had a loss in the music world. And then what seemed to me, it seems like, tragedy always comes in right. multiples.
Right.
So we've experienced a lot of loss and grief, and maybe this is telling us that, it's time to let those things go.
Right.
Remember, always forget, don't ever forget, right. but don't let these things dictate
right.
your life forever. Take the lessons that it gives you and apply them and move on with life.
And live.
And live.
Live
exactly.
your life. Live your greatest life. There's no, and living, I think us living our greatest life is the best way to honor someone that's passed.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
We take the experience of knowing them and having that, and you just take it and you live your greatest life, and you bring their spirit and their energy into that life, right? And so clearing away anything and not getting stuck in anything that is negative for you, right? And here's the crystals card, and I love that this card has popped up, because this card is really, crystals are they're deep in the earth, right? And they're formed from time, pressure, fire, impact, all these things that could be tragic, that seem bad, create these beautiful treasures deep within. And we are like the earth. And so the impact and the fires and the pressures of life create these beautiful treasures in our life, as long as we will get, as we, long as we will excavate the treasure and remove the dirt and the mess and the muck and the stuff. And that's exactly what this reading is about. It's like, okay, let's just clear everything away, Hattiesburg. Let's clear it away and let's get to the treasure of who we are as a city. If you're going to live in Mississippi, Hattiesburg's the place to do it. Period.
I agree with that.
I mean, it's the center of the city. It's the hub. It's the place to be.
It's a very forward-thinking place.
It is, and it's very, diverse. And where else in Mississippi, there's not a lot of places where you can go down to the local tavern and have a Reiki session and a psychic reading, right? So it's a great place. So, and here's the persistence card and the come out of the closet. All right, everybody needs to come out of the closet. Okay, no, I'm just kidding. Okay, so, but yes, if that's the case, absolutely do that. The persistence card, the come out of the closet, and the take charge of the situation. Okay, so I'm just going to tell you something. When you start working in the shadows of your life, when you start saying, okay, I'm going to clear this darkness out of my life, I'm going to clear these negative thinking, these patterns, these behaviors, whatever they are, when you start digging in that, it starts getting a little intense sometimes.
Oh yeah.
It's like a resistance, that shadow, that ego is like, no, I still want to be in charge. So you kind of have to be persistent as you start cleaning out the closet, so to speak, because when you start pulling those things out, they can become very intimidating. They can also become very familiar, and we can just fall right back into that same pattern.
Because it's comfortable.
It's comfortable. It's as uncomfortable as it is, it's familiar. Mm-hmm. It's our homeostasis, even. And when we start shifting that to create newness, we oftentimes, it's kind of like Plato's cave. We run back into the closet, or we run back into the cave, right? Mm. So this persistence card and this take charge of the situation is saying you have to really rise up and take charge of the emotions, the whatever it is, the self, whatever it is. And this card, this card has got Moses on it. Let me see if I can show it to you. It's got Moses on it. And this, and I'm going to tell you a little story about this card. And we're talking about the shadow and the light and, you know, all that stuff, right? So Moses had just left Egypt, where he had faced off with Pharaoh. And, you know, all this stuff happened. And when you look at that metaphorically, Moses is the highest self, Pharaoh is the ego, and they're battling, okay? And Israel is our higher consciousness that's been stuck in Egypt, which is the darkness, right? Which is the closet we're talking about, which is the old ways of doing things, right? The almost slavery mindset where you get stuck almost, and we'll talk about the matrix for a minute. You kind of get stuck in the systems, and you think that you're kind of oppressive systems that you can get stuck in. And so as they escape, Moses, they all escape, right? Pharaoh finally says, get out of here, man. You've caused too much trouble. Just go on. I want you to go and take all of your consciousness with you, right? And so they're on their way out, and they get to the Red Sea, and they're stuck. They're stuck at the Red Sea, and Pharaoh's coming after him because he changed his mind, because that's what our ego does. You know, it changes. Like, I still want to be ruler in your life. And they get to the Red Sea, and everybody's crying out to God, and then Moses cries out to God, And I've heard this preached 100 times, and it always says, the pastor always says, God split the Red Sea for the Israelites. And that's really not the way that story goes. Because they're crying out to God, and God looks at Moses and says, why are you crying to me, man? And he says, well, you're God. And he says, why are you crying to me, man? What is in your hand? And Moses says, a staff. And he says, lift up the staff and split the sea. He says, you do it. Right? Because we have the power to take control of the situation. And the staff is a symbol. It represents our spine. So I want you to think of your chakra system. I want you to think about raising up your energy, raising up your consciousness, and taking charge of the situation. And you can move a mountain. That's why belief moves mountains. The faith of a mustard seed, because when you believe in yourself, there's nothing that can stop you. Nothing. And then you have the collective watching Moses. And when the collective starts watching the situation shift, everybody's energy starts to shift. So if we will just work on ourselves individually to start changing our individual lives, then collectively as a city, we're going to kind of start just kind of coming together and changing things and moving mountains. What do you think about that?
Amen, sister.
Let me just preach for a minute. Pass the plate. Okay, and here's the romance and connection, and then take a step back. Now, the romance and connection is right about that duality, the shadow and the light. The thing about it is you hear people talking about, you know, light workers, and they're all about light and la, 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 but you got to have both. You got to have both. You can't just shove all the, you have to have light and dark, and they have to be in harmony, right? One doesn't need to be stronger than the other one. They need to be like the yin yang, right? They need to be in harmony. And that's what this is about. It's about bringing those two together, right? And then taking a step back. We can take a step back at our situation. If we will become the observer of our life, we can see what's going on. When you see what's going on around you, you're really seeing what's going on inside of you, because it's just a reflection. It's a reflection of what's happening on the inside. And so if we will take a step back daily and look at our lives and see what's going on, what's the energy, what's happening in my life? Are there any patterns that are repeating? Am I repeating the same relationship? Am I dating the same person over and over and over again? Just, you know what I mean? What are those patterns? And if we'll take a step back, it's going to teach you what's happening in here and what you need to take charge of. What do we need to change? What's going on in Hattiesburg that just keeps repeating? Are there things that just are happening over and over and over again in different ways, in different scenarios? Well, let's look at that and see what's happening and decide what we need to take charge of, right? What do we need to look at? What do we need to shift, right? You know, the saying, the eyes are the windows to the soul. And most people think that's about looking into someone's eyes and seeing who they are. But if you think about this, the eyes are the windows to the soul. Our soul is looking out and seeing itself and what's happening around us, right? So what are you seeing?
That's profound.
Yeah. What do you see when you look at your life? Take a moment today and look around your life and see yourself. Look at your home. Look at your workspace. Look at, you know, what is your life look? What have you created for yourself? Because that's what we're recreating ourselves every day. And so when we pause and take a step back and look within and clear away anything that we're repeating, clear away anything that is just not serving us anymore, any belief that's not serving us, any system that seems to be oppressive, just clear it away. Because you're the divine being. And your consciousness is the divinity. And when you take your belief out of all these systems and things that once had your belief and fears, you take your belief out of those fears and you put them back into yourself, there's nothing that'll stop you, right? Or anything you want, anything you desire, it's yours, right? Okay. All right.
Okay, here we are.
Last card.
The last card.
Ooh, here's the trick. Oh, I love this card. Things may not be as they appear to be. Don't just hear, listen. Don't just look, see. Don't just sense, feel. You are taking a risk if you insist on proceeding. Observe the situation closely. With more detailed information, you will see through the deception. That's exactly what I'm talking about. Take a step back. Observe. See what's really happening. Because what we tend to do is we allow the situations to tell us what's going on. Right? Whatever's happening in our lives, we let that situation tell us what's going on instead of stepping back and looking at it and realizing that we are projecting this situation and we can take charge of it and shift the whole situation. Don't be tricked by your circumstances. Change your circumstances by taking a step back, going within and seeing what needs to be cleared, what needs to be transformed, what needs to be healed, and what needs to be released.
I love that. It's, you know, not jumping to conclusions. Not just simply blindly believing things that you hear
right.
about certain situations or people. It's about, you know, really, really having the benefit of the doubt mm-hmm. in people and having faith in people and not just jumping to whatever. Because, you know, it's still a small town.
Right.
We are in a small town, kind of. You know, we have a small town mentality. So I think it's, you know, it's telling us a little bit about how to take a step back, mm-hmm. you know, and not necessarily jump to conclusions and make your own assessments from what feels right.
Right.
And you know, it's about not being it's about not being whipped around by the wind. Mm-hmm. It's about being the wind.
Right. Right.
Being the wind.
Right. And it's the judgment of things that, you know, it's when we judge something, it becomes bad. But if we don't, it doesn't.
And we're quick to judge.
We are quick to judge.
Just in life and in relationships mm-hmm. And, mm-hmm. and all that. So maybe it's about taking that extra minute to maybe not let the ego take over.
Right.
And feel with your heart
right.
and think logically before jumping to conclusions.
Right. And, you know, Sadhguru said that awakening is about becoming responsible and having responsibility. And then he said, and responsibility is not what you think it is. It's not about taking on the cares of the world and all that. It is about having the ability to respond. So when you take that moment, take a step back and you pause and you breathe and you say, instead of reacting, right? Because when you react to a situation, you are basically saying, I believe this situation is true. And then we go back to that belief teaching that we were just saying. We're like, okay, situation, be God. You be God and you become the creator. So when you react to the fear, you give it your creative power, because fear has no creative power. It can't even exist without your belief. So when you react, you are really surrendering your power over to a situation when you should be creating the situation instead of allowing the situation to create you. And when I situation, people, whatever that is.
So it's time for Hattiesburg to reclaim its power.
Yes. And yes. And the community, we have several communities, you know, and they're all big communities. We all need to figure out collectively how we're going to make this just, you know, the best town around.
Well, and it's like what you said earlier about, you know, belief and fear. Mm-hmm. It's how we need to react out of belief.
Mm-hmm. Respond. You know,
and
mm-hmm.
respond out of belief mm-hmm. instead of fear.
Right. Absolutely.
And be proactive.
Absolutely.
Instead of being reactive.
Right. When you pause in that moment, when something's happening in front of you, if you will pause and take a breath and say, what are you showing me? What are you showing me, Spirit? What is this moment? Because this is a teachable moment. And if you will pause and just breathe and then respond and then figure out why you were triggered by that moment, by that situation, because that's the teacher, that's the guru knocking on the door saying, hey, I got something to teach you, right? So are you going to take the lesson or are you going to, you know,
be obstinate?
Right. And then have to repeat it over and over and over again. That's why you're still repeating these patterns.
Right.
Because you're still reacting to the same story, the same energy, the same. Yeah.
So Hattiesburg, new story. Yes. Proactive.
Yes. I think there's an awakening happening collectively. And
I think so too.
Yeah. People are just, you know, they're not. And I see it, especially in Hattiesburg. I see so many people walking in these doors and they're like, oh my gosh, I have all these things happening in my life. And they're really starting to wake up.
There's a shift in the last few years. Mm-hmm. There's been a shift, especially mm-hmm. in Hattiesburg.
Yes.
And things are really happening.
Right. I think since 2020, you know, people just, that was such a tough time for everyone. And everyone just started, you know, some tragedies wake us up.
Kind of picked up some resilience there.
Mm-hmm. And started shaking things up a little bit for everybody.
Well, there you go, Hattiesburg. There's your Oracle card reading. And I think this might be a good time to go to some music.
Absolutely. We're going to take a short musical break and we'll be back with Brandilyn Mangum Deer. My name is Holly Rumberger.
And I'm James Polk.
And you are listening to Rough Draft Hattiesburg.
Thank you.
Hello and welcome back to Rough Draft Hattiesburg. I'm your host, Holly Rumbarker.
And I'm James Polk.
And we are here with Brandilyn Mangum Deer of the Red Jasper. I have a couple questions, albeit a tiny bit personal, but I will be moving into a new space in the next 2 weeks. And I know a lot of people, you know, we experience this all the time. We move to new houses and move to new cities and all that. How would you suggest cleansing your house to kind of start anew and give it a good vibration?
I'm so glad you asked this question because I love to explain to people about awakening the spirit of the house or the space. Every building has a spirit, okay? The home has a spirit. They all have these things. And if you don't invoke the spirit of your house, it kind of goes dormant. And then the people that move in and live in it, their spirit just kind of overtakes the energy of the house, right? So I would go in and I would use some kind of smudge, whatever you feel comfortable with. You could smoke it out or you can use a spray. We have sage spray and things like that you can use. And go in and clear it all out. And then just walk in and talk to your house and bless your house and say, I'm here to, you know, bless you. And I want to thank you for being and thank your home. Thank your house for being a beautiful shelter and for being a place where you can have joy and all the fun times and just bless your home and watch your home bless you. It's, you know, it's what you give is what you get. And when you walk into your house, instead of walking in for it to be, you know, just a house, you are my friend. You're my protector. You're my cover. You're my space where I have, you know, my best times and all the laughter and all the joy, and you bless your home as well. So it's
a little bit about gratitude as well.
Right.
So, absolutely. You know, making sure that you focus mm-hmm. on having gratitude right. and all that. I think that blessing your house and maybe smudging and doing mm-hmm. those kind of things should be part of everyone's spring cleaning.
Right, absolutely.
You know, letting go of the old.
And you know, Holly, you can use music to do that as well.
Right.
You can use music to clear the space too. You don't have to use smoke or anything like that.
I've done that a lot. Mm-hmm. Just
music and sound is very powerful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. So let's say that you have a really bad habit and you want to break that bad habit. Are there steps you can take maybe in like the Reiki world mm-hmm. or, you know, in the crystal world, something like that can help you break those bad habits?
Absolutely. We have crystals that help with addiction. We have crystals that help with anxiety and things like that. Reiki also helps because one thing I do every Saturday, I do walk-ins and I do chakra alignments and clearing. Now, I can clear away some old stagnant energy that can be very habitual, but you can also do hypnotherapy, mm-hmm. Which is a really good thing. Meditations, different things like that. There's so much that you can do to overcome those things. And that's a fear, usually. A bad habit is usually rooted in some kind of fear or lack, and lack is fear. So, yeah.
All right.
Well, so Brandilyn, what do you have coming up here in the next few months? What's on the horizon here for you?
Well, like I said, we have a psychic fair every quarter. I'm working on, I don't know if I mentioned the last time I was with you guys, the Akashanadi healing that I've developed.
Yeah, tell us about that.
We have actually, I've done it a few times. We've had several Akashanadi retreats, and we're working on one.
What does Akashanadi mean?
Akashanadi is Akasha is the essence of everything, right? Everything basically, and Nadi is the system through which the energy flows in the body. We have nadis through our body, and the energy flows through, right? So when you speak of Akashanadi, you're talking about everything flowing through, okay? And when you heal that within yourself, okay, it heals everything. So when we were talking about changing ourselves individually, it changes everything, because when we heal ourselves, we ultimately heal the world. When we raise our vibration, it raises the vibration of the world, right? You know, be the change that you want to see in the world, you know? And so Akashanadi is really about going within and finding your own divinity and remembering that divinity, because we just don't realize who we are. We think that we are this body, or we're this persona, and we're so much more. There's so much more beyond that, and going in and finding that and developing that truth of who you are. And a lot of it is deconstructing some beliefs that may have been oppressive and may have blocked some of those things, and finding your own I am.
Some things we've picked up over time that we don't even know we have.
Right.
Or express.
Right. It's an intense, it takes about 3 weekends. So it's about a 3-month process, because the teaching is so deep and so profound. We do a lot of teaching. We do a lot of healing circles. We do a lot of meditation. Dr. Bonnie Miller, she's a clinical hypnotherapist. She's a part of it. She helped me develop it. So it was me and her that developed it. And it is just a powerful thing. So it takes about a month for the teaching to acclimate. And then we come back in a month and we do more, a whole weekend. And then it's really, it gets deep down into some things that you didn't even, that cleaning out the closet that we were talking about in the reading, you know, that we mm-hmm. didn't even realize we were still carrying around.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So spring cleaning is more than just dusting.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah.
Well, that's good timing for the show. It's like a spring cleaning theme here.
Yeah. clear your spirit, clear your mind, you know, and start fresh. There's a lot of really great things happening in Hattiesburg this spring and coming up summer. We should be very excited. We should be, you know, getting ready and making sure that we go into this next season with a clear mind and your heart.
Strong intent.
Strong heart. Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, Brandilyn, it's been great having you here on the show.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you for joining us for our 50th episode.
50th episode.
We are so privileged and honored to have had so many wonderful people on the show, you included, and to have had the show for 50 episodes. So we're very grateful, and we can't wait to do more.
That's very exciting that it's 50. You know, the Oracle of Delphi had to be 50 years old to be the Oracle. Pythia had to be 50. Yes.
Wow.
So the Oracle was always 50.
Well, I think it's very appropriate for you to be on the 50th
right.
show.
Right. That's exciting. Yeah.
Well, thank you so much again. You are listening to Rough Draft Hattiesburg with Holly Rumbarger
and James Polk.